On August 29, 2010, Carolina Gave, an 18-year-old, was seriously injured when a swing she was playing on collapsed and the overhead beam fell on her. Her head injuries were so severe that doctors thought that she would either die, remain in a persistent vegetative state, or in the best case scenario, lose her sight and hearing. The Franciscan Sisters Servants of the Cross, a congregation founded by Mother Chatska in 1918, prayed for the 7-year-old girl. The sisters, based in Laski, a village about 10 miles west of Warsaw, sought the intercession of the founder, who died in 1961 after a lifetime of service to her fellow blind people. On September the 13th, just a few weeks after the incident, there seemed to be a breakthrough when Carolina began to stir. Just 2 months after the beam came crashing down, she walked out of the hospital on her own 2 feet. Rosa Chatska was born into a wealthy Polish family on the 22nd of October 1876 in Bytsawa, Serkiew, in the former eastern territories of the Republic of Poland, which is today Ukraine. Educated at home, she enjoyed every privilege but suffered from failing eyesight. Her family was reluctant to acknowledge it until, at the age of 22, she became completely blind after falling from a horse. But it was her deep faith that helped her to accept this tragic event as a personal vocation in life. Following the advice of her ophthalmologist, she decided to become passionately involved in improving a lot of blind people in Poland who at the time were not being taken care of. Chatska dedicated herself to learning Braille, and for 10 years, she gathered experience in centers for the blind in Switzerland, Austria, Germany, and France. She dreamed of founding an organization that would help blind people not only to be integrated into the wider community, but also to serve as apostles among sighted people. In 1908, she opened the first small institutions for blind children and adults in Warsaw, and in 1910, founded the Society for the Care of the Blind. At the same time, she was toying with an idea of becoming a nun and of founding a community devoted entirely to the service of the blind. She donned a nun's habit and took her vows, assuming the name of Sister Elizabeth of the Cross. The Congregation of Franciscan Sisters Servants of the Cross, which she formally founded, was established in Warsaw on December 1, 1918. The founding of the congregation by a blind woman was met with skepticism on the part of some people, yet it gained the full approval and support of Warsaw Metropolitan Archbishop Aleksander Kowalski. The charism of the congregation was to pay penance for the spiritual blindness of the world, but eventually its apostolate joined with the work of the Society for the Care of the Blind. The order was itself open to other blind sisters. Under her administration, schools for the blind opened in many cities in Poland. Chatska remained in Warsaw throughout the Second World War, where she helped hide Jews and offered assistance to the underground resistance. When World War II broke out, Mother Chatska, with all her heart and prayer, took a living part in the fate of Poland and the world. During the bombing of Warsaw in September of 1939, she was severely wounded in the head. She lost an eye that had to be removed, and the necessary surgery was performed without anesthesia. Joining the fight against Poles against the occupier, she showed love of neighbor to everyone in need of help, not paying attention to national aversions. In the period preceding the Warsaw Uprising, she decided to organize an insurgent hospital in the retreat house. Many were amazed by her heroism, peace, and total abandonment to God. Mother Elbieta Rosa Chatska died on May 15, 1961, in great sanctity, and was buried in the Factory Cemetery in Laski. In her activity, she wanted the work born of God's inspiration to always be for God. She said, "This work is from God and for God. There is no other reason for being. If it is deviated from this path, let it cease to exist." Since the death of Blessed Mother Elbieta Rosa Chatska, many people have been constantly recommending their problems to her, asking for God's intercession in both health and spiritual matters. During her beatification, Pope Francis had said, "Sister Elbieta, who as a young girl lost her sight, devoted her whole life to assisting the blind. May her example encourage us to transform darkness into light with the power of love. Blessed Rosa Chatska, pray for us.